So I love Madrid. Yeah, I think three was the hardest club to fit in. You need something long of the tee, and again, for me, that I shape it left to right, the three wood is the club that I really want to trust that I can hit right to left. And then for off the fairway, you want something that goes high, but it still goes a long way. To change, I had a Big Bertha three wood, and to change from that one into a new one that I really, really liked, it was very hard, and I found it with this one.
This is the Fitting Room Podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpels.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fitting Room Podcast. I'm AJ Volpel. That's Nate Adelman. He's got the blue slacks on. They look like corduroys. He's got the Epic Flash socks, some high tops of some sort.
Timbos.
Oh, you got some Timbos. Oh, sorry.
Timbos, man.
Sorry, dude. He's got the little sweater, the V-neck. You got it going on today, buddy.
I felt good. I felt good leaving the house today. I was actually summoning my inner Harry Arnett, you know, the V-neck sweater.
You do. That's very Harry Arnett-ish.
I tried to, you know, honor the legend himself.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're in a good mood today because this is a bonus, almost a make good, because if you listen to our Mark Leishman Fitting Room that we literally just released, if you're listening, this is late June, mid-June, I would say, but we felt guilty because we've been slacking on the podcast episodes. We haven't been slacking on the Fitting Room content, though, because of our live show that we do every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific on PGA, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. But we felt a little guilty. We wanted to make it up to you, so a little bonus episode with another tour player. And you know that, one, we love having tour players on. Two, a lot of feedback that we get from the listeners, all you guys, is that you love listening to tour players and how they talk about their equipment and what it takes for clubs to make into their bag, their wedge makeups, all that good stuff. So we felt compelled to have a little Emiliano Grillo, who is in our office.
And anytime a player comes in and has like multiples of the same club in the bag, my ears perk up and I want to learn more about that. So we're going to do that.
Yeah. And Emiliano had one of the heaviest staff bags.
Second heaviest, I felt.
Of all time, because he was testing a lot of equipment when we recorded this with him. So we got right down to the nitty gritty with him.
Yeah.
And he gave us a lot of good info. And what Nate was referring to, he had a couple putters in the bag.
Few putters.
He had a couple putters in there.
Yeah, so we'll dig into that.
Yeah, because he was testing out some new stuff. But he's one of the bright young players. He was a rookie of the year in 2016. He's been having a killer season this year. I think he's only got one or two missed cuts. So he's been making some dough. He's been making some putts. But we wanted to really break down what's in his bag. And as a quick plug before the show, we're going to keep this intro pretty short because it's a bonus episode, so we want to get right to it. But leave a review on the Fitting Room channel. It's its own channel now on iTunes, on Spotify, on SoundCloud. It is no longer, quote, Callaway Podcasts, unquote. It is now the Fitting Room own channel. Leave some reviews, whether you love it, whether you hate it. Unsubscribe if you want. I'm not forcing you.
They even pulled some magic and made a photo that made us look good.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
It's like borderline we look good, almost.
Borderline decent?
Yeah, almost. This is impressive. Impressive photoshopping.
Yeah, so let us know some feedback. Let us know what topics you want us to cover. We have a lot of really strong product episodes on the way. And if you missed this past episode with Mark Leishman, it's a nice little tour run that we're on. A couple tour guys. But yeah, and if you want to listen to some tour players, let us know what tour players you want. We meaning Nate. Nate's got some pull with some of these guys. Mm. So Nate's got, he's got a Rolodex, his address book and his phone.
It's a paper one.
It's a right.
Yeah, paper Rolodex, yeah. It spins.
One with a wheel,
know?
Right.
It
one
spins,
with a wheel.
Yeah.
I love it.
I use a glue stick to glue the business cards onto the papers.
And we also recorded this video format too, so we will have that up on YouTube if you want to See what Nate's wearing, even though I just already described it. But without further ado, I really hope you enjoy this conversation and insight with none other than the PGA Tour's Emiliano Ria.
Hey guys, this is Amanda Balionis, and did you know your driver loft has more effect on spin rate than your shaft does? Tune into The Fitting Room Live on Mondays for all of your fitting questions.
All right, welcome back everyone to The Fitting Room. Super pumped about this one because, Nate, anytime we can get a tour pro in the podcast studio at headquarters is a special time because it's pretty rare when they come around. Usually it's in January.
We drop everything.
We drop everything, and we got Emiliano Grillo in the house. What's up, buddy?
Not much.
It's good to see you, man.
Here to improve my golf bag, that's for sure.
Thanks for stopping by and showing us your toys. Got a lot of fun stuff in the bag.
He does. He's got the... He plays by the Ely Callaway rule, which is just put 20 clubs in your bag and it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just, right before you play, you take out a couple, but yeah. The more the merrier.
Yeah, hopefully you got a good caddy who remembers to do that.
Yeah, you know what? My caddy is a small guy, but it's very strong. He can carry a few out there and not a problem.
Nice. I love it. So just before we get it into your equipment, so it's mid-January. It's the Desert Classic that's going on this week. What's your beginning of your season kind of look like?
Well, I played last week. You know, I really love Hawaii. I wish I could go 2 weeks more often, but you know, I'm working on it. This week off here, you know, I did it last year as well, and it kind of worked for the rest of the year. So,
yeah.
Playing Torrey, one of my favorite spots, and then Phoenix.
Beauty, nice. So, were you getting fit at all at the Performance Center this week?
Well, I don't know if you have been outside, but it's been raining for the last 4 days.
Oh, it's crazy.
They told me 20 times, oh, you only get 5 days of rain in San Diego. Yeah, well, it's been four.
Yeah. They all come at once, and yeah. it always happens to be right around the Farmers Insurance Open. It gets muddy and rainy 1 week.
That rough is going to be gnarly.
It's always bad. I think it's going to be pretty bad this year.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty crazy. And it's usually – and what sucks is that – the Farmers Insurance is always when we're in Orlando for the PGA show. We have like the merchandise show, and it's always during the Farmers Insurance. So like half of us can't even go there because we're all in Florida. We switch.
I've always wanted to be there, but you know, Torrey is one of my favorite stops. So it's kind of hard to pick one.
We're fortunate that we get to go to Torrey pretty regularly. And I can promise you that Torrey Pines is better than the Orlando. So you don't have to feel bad about
better
that.
Better views, huh?
Yeah, better views. Much better, yeah.
All right, so we're peeking under the hood. I'm looking at your bag right now. We're peeking under the hood. We're going to start at driver with you because I'm very curious to see what it takes for a club to make it into your bag. We started with driver, noticed that you had Epic Flash in the bag. Take me through your process of getting fit for drivers because you're pretty particular when it comes to that club.
I'm very picky. Yeah, I'm very picky. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago I had the same driver 2.5 years. I didn't want to change it. You know, I found a nice Epic that I liked it. I kept it 2 years. And then last week, you know, it was the first time I've seen the driver. I had a month off. So they gave me the driver Monday. Boom, straight in the back.
And that's rare for you. Normally,
and that's very rare for me.
Yeah, so what was it about this driver that clicked with you right away?
Well, it goes longer for the first time.
That's a good
first thing.
That's a good start.
You know, you always hear, oh, it goes longer. But this time we're going to be 420 yards, but but nobody's there. But no, I mean, not always the case that you see a driver that it's right away that you like it. This was the case for me, especially for me. Like I say, I've had the same driver for 2.5 years, and then after having the same one for 2 years again, and on the first day I change it, and I play well. I hit a bunch of fairways last week. It's very tight. I mean, there's not a lot of drivers in there, but every time that I hit a driver, I hit it good.
Now, for you, is it a visual thing? Is it just you trust TrackMan and what the numbers? Is it a combo?
It's more of a visual. If you see that it goes straight, you feel good, that you can shape it both ways. For us, it's key. I mean, I like to shape it left to right with the driver, but you know, there's holes where it's super long and you must shape it from right or left. And you need to be able to hit those shots. So for me, it's key to shape it both ways. And when you see that window that we call it, it's not too high, not too low, not a lot of spin, but no on the low side. it was you know, it take out all the boxes.
What distance, what's your average distance that you were getting with that club, or like, I guess, your general driving distance?
Well, carries usually 282 283, you know, that runs about 15 yards go to 300, so mm-hmm. And that's been the average that I've been having on the tour, but with this one I think I got it up to 285, so there's a 3 yards, and that was only from a club that I was, you know, given last week, and with no truck, with no
right.
with no facilities, like
no adjustments,
here.
So yeah,
I haven't been able to try it yet, so I'm excited to see what we can do with it.
Nice, that's
and
awesome.
You've been on staff for a couple of years now, and one of the things I know our tour team prides themselves on is as they get to know you over the years and know what clubs work, that they can bring you something that's going to work the first time, as opposed to having to every time start from scratch and tinker. So hopefully this is a sign that our team is getting to know you and your game really, really closely, and it'll be really easy going forward, or easier going forward.
Well, you can see with this driver, it worked on the first day. So
nice.
We've been working for 4 years now, and then I'm very picky about it. And when I'm trying to get into a new driver, it needs to be better than mine, which we've worked really, really hard in the past. So for me, it's either or I hit it better or I don't change it.
Yeah, because I remember you were in 815, I think, you were in for a while, right?
Yes,
you were like,
yes.
You never
so
missed with that club.
I got that driver in 2014. Right. I got here on tour at the end of 2015. And I'd use it for the next year. So
yeah.
That was over 2 years.
Yeah, because I remember you were like, couldn't have missed a shot with that thing. Yeah, that was awesome. All right, let's go. So you go from driver about 280 to 285 that you're getting with Flash. And then you go to a strong 3-wood?
Yes, so I love my 3-wood. They're going to have a very hard time changing that one. That's a Rogue 3+, so
yep.
hopefully do a bit of work and get me in a better 3-wood. I mean, I'll be the happiest player out there. So
what do you like to do with your 3-wood? Do you hit it off the tee a lot, or is it into par fives?
It's both. I mean, that's the key. I think 3-wood is the hardest club to fit in. You need something long off the tee, and again, for me, that I shape it left to right, the 3-wood is the club that I really want to trust that I can hit right to left. Mm-hmm. And then off the fairway, you want something that goes high, but it still goes a long way. So for me, I had a Big Bertha 3-wood, and to change from that one into a new one that I really, really liked, it was very hard, and I found it with this one.
Nice, that's awesome.
Do you think the 3-wood out of all your clubs is the hardest one?
It
to
is
fit?
By far.
Wow.
And you find on a lot of players that think the same.
Yeah, it has to be so versatile. Like
yeah,
you said,
exactly.
You got to hit it high, low, right, left, off the tee, off the ground, turf interaction.
Remember Xander?
It's big, yeah.
We talked to Xander, and he said he was literally saying the exact same thing.
I've seen other players having 5 3-woods in the bag. I mean, yeah. I have 3 putters just because I like to try and see. But I mean, there's not a lot. It's like what you see with a putter,
mm-hmm.
But with the 3-wood, it's all about reaction of the ball, how it goes, how far it goes, how much it shapes, how much you like it seeing it, because that's also part of it.
Yeah. And now moving down your gapping, so how far would you say your 3-wood
carry? About 255.
Okay, 255. And then what do you go to from, what's the next gap that you hit? You have
hybrid?
Well,
then I go 235 with a hybrid.
Okay, then you go 235 with a hybrid.
And then 218 with the 4-iron.
Okay, so you go right from hybrid to... So the hybrid is probably 19 degrees?
It's a 20 degrees.
Oh, 20 degrees?
Yeah.
Cool. And what do you do with that mostly? Do you ever hit that off the tee? Or do you
yes.
keep that like...
Yes, I mean, I can hit all my clubs off the tee.
Yeah.
And that's, again, I look a lot of versatility with all the clubs.
Yeah.
And that's what I have with my hybrid and with my 3-wood. That I can go down on the 3-wood, or I can go a bit higher on the hybrid, or you know, shorter with the hybrid. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have a 220 front and I want to pitch it on the front, I know the 4-iron is going to struggle really hard to get there. But if I hit a soft hybrid, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. And Nate, he takes a page out of my playbook.
I was literally about to mention that.
With the muscle backs.
I was literally about to mention that. I said, when I was looking through your clubs when you got here, I was thinking, man, this looks like a bag AJ wishes he could play. But I noticed that even down through the 3-iron, you're apex muscle backs. So talk about what you look for in your irons.
Yeah, it's funny. If you look at the driver 3-wood hybrid, it looks like a soft player. But mm-hmm. then... You know, I consider myself a strong player because there's not a lot of guys that go, high on the
3-iron, muscle back, 3-iron, yeah,
sure.
Forget it, yeah.
So I'm very proud of that.
Oh, so is it more of an ego thing then, or what?
And there's, you know, strong chefs in there as well. Yeah. So no, but I mean, it's precision. Precision is all about it. Well, I know I can hit my forearm 215, 218 in the air, and that's gold for me. If I know that I'm going to hit it every time, right on the, if I hit it good, and I know it's going to go right on the number. So for me, the, you know, the blades, what we call it, it's very important for me because it goes the same distance every time. Mm. If I hit it good, it's going to go 155 with a 9-iron and 215, 218 with a 4-iron, and that's key for us.
Right, so if Callaway introduces a set of irons, like just say Apex Pro, for example,
I don't even look at them.
Right, that's what I mean. Right, because like you're not interested in carrying your 4-iron 220 yards.
No.
Right, you know what exactly. Yardage it is. You want to be as precise as possible.
Exactly. I guess that's the difference between you two. He wants to try everything.
Right, I know exactly. Yeah. I can't keep my hands out of the cookie jar, you know.
So you mentioned about shafts. What's your approach with the weight in your shafts as you go from your woods to your irons?
You know what? I have no idea. If you ask me how much my forearm weights, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. If you ask me how much my driver weights, I have no idea.
It just works.
I just know my driver has 65 grams because it says on it.
Right. 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 The other ones don't say anything.
I'm a guy that doesn't know really what's going on with my clubs. Mm-hmm. I just like to see what I need to see. Mm-hmm. Mm. Make sense?
Yeah,
so,
of
yeah,
course.
So you're looking at the window, the ball
exactly.
flight, and mm-hmm. then you'll tell that to the guys on the truck, and they'll mess with it
exactly.
to get you.
You know, a couple
you
years ago, I used S400, X100, mm-hmm. Dynamic all shafts, and then, you know, somebody say, "Well, try this shaft with a blade iron." I'm like, and I've always used semis, whatever you call it, more standard clubs.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
And they show me, I'm like, there's no way I can hit that. It's way stronger than my shaft. It's way smaller. And as soon as I hit it, I hit 3-4 balls exact same distance and super easy. And in the air, I'm like, bring it in.
Deal.
And, you know, it's been 6-7 years now that I've always used blades. So
nice. That's awesome. So going down, I'm going to keep going. You have three... it looks like MD Forge wedges in your bag.
Four.
MD4s. What degrees do you go with on the wedges?
I go 46, 50, 54, and 60.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
So that's the gap right there between the 3-wood hybrid 4-iron. Mm-hmm. Then I like to feel it more with wedges.
Is your 46 degree, is that a lot of full swings on that club? Or do you'll go full swings, you'll go some half swings?
Yeah, before I used to have the standard wedge from the game set. Mm-hmm. And then I always thought, well, I have a lot of spin with a regular wedge. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I started trying it and seeing that it goes with the perfect fly, perfect spin, mm-hmm. and it doesn't spin too much. So it's like, if I have 144, it's going to land right next to the flag and just stop right there. I don't have to be playing with the spin forward or back. So it's one of those things that it surprised me for the good to see how consistent a wedge could be.
And actually the 46 degree wedge is even a little bit bigger of a face. So it's mm-hmm. not just a move
yes.
for tour players.
Yeah.
The face is a little bigger now compared to a big cast cavity back club. It's not going to be as forgiving. Mm-hmm. But the wedges are really, really playable, even down to the 46.
Exactly.
What wedges do you, if you have like a greenside bunker shot, obviously it's dependent on, you know, lie. But if you have a standard greenside bunker shot, not like a high lip or anything, what wedge are you going to?
I've always go to the 60.
Always 60?
I like to fly it to the hole because I can control it more. Like the more spin I can put on the ball, the more consistent that ball is going to go. Because otherwise you're depending on the pitch or you're depending on how much sand you grab behind the ball. So if it's under 30 yards, I go low wedge no matter what shot.
Would you suggest to amateurs that they kind of stick with one wedge out of a greenside bunker just to get like consistency out of that wedge?
No. No. People always ask, well, what do you recommend this and that? Professional golf and amateur golf, and I'm thinking amateur golf like 20 handicaps or mm-hmm. 15 handicaps.
Yeah.
Or let's say 6 handicaps.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different game because professional golf, it's so much repetition. You're hitting every single day. You're hitting X amount of balls and you hit so many bunker shots or so many putts that it's so different. So on a professional, you can say, okay, aim a hole left, and the professional is going to be aiming a hole left. Mm-hmm. if you tell an amateur aim a hole left, it might be right of the hole.
Yeah, right. Most of the time, it probably will be.
So yeah, it's one point. Of those things that the professional golf is so precise that you can tell, okay, hit a 30-yard shot from the bunker with a love wedge or an iron, it's going to be pretty close or similar. With the amateur, you need more. You need something with less love and more bounce just to get it going a longer distance. Because you see most of the amateurs, they hit it behind the ball with low, which goes 5 yards. Mm-hmm. So unless you have a 5-yard flag,
yeah, right.
I would recommend you to hit a 54 or a 52 out of the bunker.
Right. So something with a lot of bounce.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, you can have a 52 with almost no bounce.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different.
Yeah. Right.
But you can tell them.
Right. Yeah. Just yeah.
I heard you're certified. So.
Certified.
There you go, baby. Yeah. My man, Emiliano. Let's go.
The news is getting
let's
out.
Let's go.
The news is getting out over here.
I love it. Maybe we can go to ECPC. And
yeah. Maybe I need to fit you. Maybe that's the problem. I know your boys with JT and all those guys, right? You know, those guys give you the hard time and stuff,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
So
they're the best.
They're great. Yeah. They're absolutely great.
That's awesome.
So I noticed you have 3 putters in the bag right now. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you're gonna pick one when you go to play a tournament. But talk me through the putters in there.
Yeah, I've been a blade guy for a long time now. So you see, if the guys at the track know, if I pick something that is not a blade, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. It's either a gift or a family or a friend
giveaway,
that
right?
is like, hey, you know, try to get me a putter or something like that. But if I don't pick a blade, there's either something wrong with me or I'm giving it to somebody. So you always see me with a blade, and you know, I've been trying different things for the last couple of weeks. I've been having like issues with my alignment, but that's me. But mm-hmm. Sometimes you're trying to find something with a putter that it would change something. And sometimes you really like a putter that you have and you're not putting well, so you go, you know, just to see something different. And then you go back to your old trusty, but mm-hmm. just to see something different. So that's why I like to have at least 2 putters in the bag every week.
Yeah, and I saw that one of the Toulon putters had a Stroke Lab shaft on it. So you've been kind of trying that out, getting that feel, seeing if it feels any different or seeing if it adds any benefits to your
yeah,
stroke.
Yeah, Joe Toulon has been trying to get me into the shaft. He says, like, hey, it's going to improve your stroke and tempo. I'm like, dude, I don't feel anything. Just leave me with my old
shaft. Right, that's right. Yeah. Just like, give me my old shaft. And I noticed all of them are milled putters too. So you like that a little bit more of a firmer, obviously no insert, but you like a firmer face on the putter?
Yes. You know, I've tried all of the white hot different inserts, and, you know, it's a great feeling. But I personally like that strong feeling of feeling that metal face.
How much is the sound? The sound
for me
is
everything.
Yeah,
for me is everything. You know, when they change balls and you can feel that it's softer, I'm like, okay, I don't like it because I like to hear it a little bit more. So for me, it's very complicated to change balls because I like a hard ball, but at the same time, you want something softer. It's very hard. And then when you get something softer, I'm like, oh, you're going to like this one. And you hit one putt, I'm like, no.
Too soft. So I hope you found like a little compromise with Chrome Soft, you know?
No, yes. I mean, every year, Callaway has improved so much with the ball. It's incredible. So, I mean, I don't expect anything less this year.
Nice. So before you were with Callaway, what would you say was like the hardest transition in terms of equipment? Would you say ball was like a tough transition, like the toughest transition, or is it another piece of equipment, or like what's like the toughest thing for someone like you that to switch over?
I don't remember having anything that it took me a long time or was very hard. When I changed, Callaway was very easy and would say, okay, you know, take your time, change it, we won't rush you, and it worked perfectly. I mean, after a month and a half, I had 14 clubs in the bag, and there was no issue. But like I said before, the ball's been improving year after year, so I wasn't worried about that. The driver has been always, you know, the best driver in the game, and don't even go in the putters.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, listen, We'll let you out of here. I know you got. I see a big video camera.
I got all day. You're going to be raining for the last 4 days.
You're going to be recording some stuff, but hopefully you relaxed in the chair. You know, you kind of hung out. But we appreciate your time and stopping by, and hopefully we catch up down the road. And good luck this season, man.
It's thank
be
you
fun.
Guys. Been
yeah,
great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see you out at Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
Let's do it, baby. All right, cool. Thanks.